Hello, and welcome to Pratice Talks, the CPMA podcast. I am your host and CPMA Education Manager, Jason Gorley. Before we get started, I just want to remind you that you can subscribe, rate, and review us on most of your favorite podcast download services, such as iTunes or the Google Play Store. Also, the CPMA convention is coming up in May, so for more details, you can check out convention.cpma.ca. That's convention.cpma.ca. Before we get into our podcast, it's time to check in with Selena to learn all about this month's Fresh Health Award winner.
Hi, Jason. Thanks for having me on today. I'm here to tell you that the Fresh Health winner for March is the team at the Region of Waterloo Public Health. Last year, a dedicated public health nurse, Funi, launched the Fregie program in her local school. The program was such a hit that they decided to continue this year and even got a Fregie suit. Now they're doing the Fregie program all over the Region of Waterloo, and you can see Fregie at Loblaws Tours with Kids and at other community events. Congratulations, Region of Waterloo Public Health.
Thanks, Selena. Now, on this month's podcast, we're going to talk about the power of data and how companies are using it to change the way that they operate. Nature Fresh Farms, who is also the sponsor of our podcast, has been recognized for their work in the IT realm and has been selected for an Intel case study. So this month on Produce Talks, we're going to touch base with Nature Fresh Farms to find out a little bit more about why they were selected for this case study and how they're taking the information from various sources and using that data to improve their own procedures. Joining me today is Chris from Nature Fresh. And not only is Nature Fresh our sponsor for this podcast, but they're also our subject today. Chris, how are you doing? How are things at Nature Fresh?
I'm doing great, Jason. Things are in full swing in Leamington. We've started our first picks of our specialty tomatoes as well as our peppers. And we're about to start picking our organic TOVs and organic grapes. So it's all hands on deck. And there's a lot of enthusiasm right now in Ontario about getting Foodland Ontario product on the shelves. So customers should be happy to hear that.
So we're talking to you today because one of the things that came out was this Intel case study on how Nature Fresh is using technology to improve their productivity. And a lot of that is around data management. So a lot of people use the term big data. Can you just kind of give us an overview of what big data means?
In regards to big data, it's an interesting term. It's often used with Fortune 500 companies or multinational organizations with billions of dollars in sales. However, in the greenhouse sector, big data can have an impact on our business efficiencies. You know, millions of bits and bytes can help formulate opinions. Many will remember back in the 80s and the ones and zeros in your coding class. You know, really, it's certainly evolved since then. You know, imagine a greenhouse facility like Nature Fresh, you know, 130 acres under glass in Leamington. Imagine the tonnage that is picked, packed, and shipped from these greenhouses. You know, big data is comprised of statistics, of volumes, inventory, operational efficiencies. So it really is. It's the data that's driven from processes and so forth.
So what does big data mean for Nature Fresh?
What big data means for Nature Fresh means increasing overall efficiency in our operations right down to sales. By using various types of technology across our greenhouse operations, we have the ability to plan, forecast, and execute our production plan. They'll provide our production teams the knowledge they need to effectively, you know, create their work plan. You know, the access to technology in all aspects of our operations is really synced across all devices in real time. It allows for greater flexibility and allows for course correction if need be. You know, if pick volumes are higher due to great weather, then production can adjust the staff needed to pack or relay this information to the sales team to increase sales opportunities in real time. The use of high power processors, you know, our agronomists can manipulate all aspects of the operations to manage the heating, irrigation, plant nutrition, and ventilation strategies. You know, this type of digital transformation is allowing us to do things sometimes seven times faster than our competitors.
So let's talk about some specific areas where Nature Fresh has made use of this data analysis to create a better picture of their operation, really how that's changed things. So let's talk about the big one. Let's talk about labor.
Well, labor is obviously the biggest cost in our operation. So we're using our Priva system with RFID tags allows us to monitor the length of time spent on various aspects of the greenhouse process. So whether it be from the picking to the crop maintenance to traceability to how much time is spent on packs. I mean, it's really all tied together.
Has there been much feedback from employees about how technology integration has helped them do their job?
Well, technology integration is about efficiency, and it's about improving the efficiency. And we have the ability now to reward our frontline employees who are working in the crops with a piece rate plan, for example. You know, we understand now how much time is being spent on what they're doing, and it relates back to product quality and amount that's picked per square meter. So we have that ability now to use technology to, you know, further incentivize our employees and what they're doing.
So how have you used it in terms of food safety?
It's really the traceability factor. This is key to all operations and being able to trace down the row, understanding the flow and movement of hundreds of thousands of cases of produce from multiple locations. The traceability opportunity strengthens the efficiency of the operation by able to track from the moment that the product is picked to the time it's put in the case and shipped to the retail. We have a full line traceability, and at any point in time can trace back to the row in the house where that product has come from.
So I guess all this traceability has also probably impacted how you guys manage your inventory and packaging aspects as well.
Correct. You know, it's real-time access and a real-time movement of packaging materials by facility across multiple locations, even across two countries. You know, we grow in Leamington, but also in Delta, Ohio. So that real-time ability to access information not only improves our efficiency, but allows our team to better plan their days and also how they're attacking the projects at hand. It really helps us monitor the growth, and which has been highly successful for us.
Okay, well, let's talk about that, monitoring the growth. How has that changed with the implementation of some of this technology?
Well, if we're talking specifically growth or forecasting yields and so forth, you know, determining the cultivation to the square meter helps that forecast pick. Then it translates to sales and the opportunity to be able to pre-sell volumes, ensure better consistency and transparency, but also, you know, further retail discussions about availabilities. You know, the more information that's available to our teams in advance allows us to be an efficient partner. At the same time, you know, creates that level of transparency when our retail partners are asking sometimes 3 and 4 weeks out for case volumes.
Has this focus on data opened up any new areas for NatureFresh to look at in terms of monitoring operations? So new sensors that are out there or just things that never would have been looked at before that can help the company?
Well, I would say it has. You know, we've developed proprietary technology to help in our grading processes to ensure we consistently ship the best quality to our customers. You know, using digital imaging is something that's not new across the commodities. However, the technology we've developed incorporates not only grade to size, but color and other important features. You know, the monitoring is not just about grading, but the physical plant of the enterprise, how weather can change as it relates to sunlight, humidity. You know, data can help track and alert our teams in real time by smartphone or tablet. You know, big data in our world helps with overall efficiencies and helps us make the right business decision.
So there must be costs involved. And I'm just, in the back of my mind, I'm wondering, how does this balance out? Is there a big, huge investment up front and you have to wait years for the return? Or is this extra investment and time to implement and learn the system worth the return that you're seeing?
Costs are involved. You know, let's call a spade a spade. It's important to look at the investment on long term to improve that overall efficiency of our business process. You know, we're putting the right tools in our team's hands across all aspects of our operations, right? From grower level to crop maintenance, backing to sales and general operations. The use of that technology is employing forward-thinking strategies to maximize productivity. The greenhouse growing is now 24/7. We need to be prepared. And the return on the investment is you see it right away because you're eliminating the guesswork in what we do. And that being said, that information and technology garnered us awards. NatureFresh received the Information Technology Association of Canada and Genius Award for small medium enterprise in late 2016. You know, that was part and parcel due to our digital transformation. You know, we've been further recognized by Microsoft and Priva as a leading partner who uses technologies in our business. You know, the digital transformation success story is being talked a lot about in the media in the last 6 months. And a variety of IT-focused publications have written stories or created content about us because of how we approach our business. Most recently, the Globe and Mail. The Globe and Mail featured an article and related video in late February talking about Dell, and Dell is an important partner to NatureFresh as part of our implementation strategy. They too recognize that, and as recently as this week, you know, nominated again by the ITWC here in Canada for a digital transformation award. So, you know, the investment, yes, it can be cost intensive, but when you start looking at the efficiencies and how you can do things significantly faster than your competitors and how it employs, you know, various strategies across all aspects of the operation, when your grower can manipulate the growing strategies or grow implementation plans by the use of a smartphone in the middle of a 100-acre bell pepper crop, you know, you're certainly being very, very forward-thinking.
Let's talk about that then, because one of the things when you think of big data, I mean, there's the data at a company that's coming in from a whole bunch of different sources, different wherever, sensors, different monitors. But then you can also look at it in an even bigger picture and look at data from other sources, so retailers, customers, or other outside sources along the supply chain. So is there currently or any plans underway to look at how that data can help your operation as well?
We're not new into this, but we're still discovering what the capabilities are of the things that we're working on. You know, using data from retailers or other customers and so forth. You know, that's a work in progress. You know, as we expand our retail network in Canada and certainly in the U.S., you know, they too have by far bigger data structures than we do. So how we integrate with them is important, and our IT team is working hand-in-hand with those key partners to make sure we're maximizing overall efficiencies, even right down to the simplest of orders.
Is this kind of data gathering and analysis, is this the new normal for businesses? Like, are we going to see this at every business that becomes successful over the next little bit? Or is this one of those things that, you know, it might make a difference, but it won't be a game changer?
For Nature Fresh, and I can only speak to Nature Fresh, that it is a game changer for us. It is how we're enable us to be successful. It helps us project. It helps us to be, you know, operationally efficient with the right business decisions. As far as the new normal, I would say yes, technology implementation is maybe a struggle for some, but it's inevitable. I think you need to be looking at how you can use technology to be, you know, overly, not only, let's say transparent, but overly granular in how you dissect your business. It's going to impact product quality, it impacts packaging efficiencies, it impacts even to the point of purchasing and how that process is done. You know, the forecasting element is one thing, but when your grower can stand in the middle of the crop and manipulate where he's standing and understanding nutrition strategy and irrigation strategy, I mean, all these things together help move the company in the right direction. And for Nature Fresh, technology is a huge line item for us, but one that we fully embrace and are fortunate enough to have an ownership group that sees the value in that and can see the immediate returns, not only on product quality, but overall efficiency in how we do our business.
So any last thoughts on big data and how things are happening?
If you think back, you know, not even 5 years ago, what percentage of people had smartphones? If you look now, more than 90% of Canadians have cell phones. And if you think that cell phones were only used for Facebook and messaging and Twitter and watching videos, we see that very differently in our space. We have a fiber optic network throughout our facilities where all of our teams that are in the crops, for example, even down to our bug brigade and our IPM specialists who are linked by Wi-Fi, who connect via FaceTime and iMessage and sharing pictures of good bugs and bad bugs back and forth across multiple facilities. Or growers who grow the same crop, but in multiple facilities are sharing information in real time. We fully embrace technology. I can only imagine what's going to be coming in the next 5 years, where how we can improve what we do. And it's exciting to be a part of that. But when you look at, you know, how we can do this more efficiently on a day-to-day basis, our IT team is working round the clock in employing these technologies to make sure that, you know, we're doing the best that we can day in, day out.
All right. Thanks, Chris, for giving us insight into how Nature Fresh is managing big data.
My pleasure, Jason. Have a great day.
You too. And that's it. That's all there is this month on Produce Talks. I'd like to thank Nature Fresh Farms for being both our sponsor and for letting us talk to them about what they're doing with data at Nature Fresh Farms. I'd also like to thank Selena for letting us know about this month's Fresh Health Award winner. And I'd like to thank you for listening. Until next time, make a healthy choice. Fill half your plate with fruits and veggies.
You will now be disconnected by the moderator.